Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, God. I don't know how we finally made it to this point. I've been waiting all morning to talk to Scott Capurro. God, I just can't get enough of you.
I know. It's been what, 3 days? 3 days? Is that right?
No, it's been 15 minutes. I just watched a video of you, one of the 12 I'm going to see today on your
Instagram. Oh, 12. Oh, you're so lucky. Yeah. I wish I was you. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
And you could see me see you for the first time. Oh, my God. Very, very amusing. Every night at 8 o'clock for 10 minutes, Scott takes to the Instagram airwaves. I don't know. The Instagram Instawaves. To do 10 minutes of comedy, 8 o'clock every night. Saturday night, a big show, 30 minutes.
Yeah, every week. Yeah. It's like a comedian I know from the UK texted me and said he did a breakdown of the last show I did at your guest quarters.
Oh, is that
he
so?
Said, well, this joke didn't work, but that one you might spend more time on. And where did that one go? And I emailed back and I said, dude, you're not getting it. I'm just on to have fun. I'm not charging whatever. This is just... I'm doing new stuff every week. I'm just seeing what can happen now that we're all, under this.
You've really grown into it. I'll give you that. There's not a lot of people that can talk into a camera with no audience and just be funny and keep going. And it's not just the 10 minutes a night. It's also the 10 other times you're live during the day for no reason other than
I know.
You are clearly bored.
Yes. And sometimes when I'm talking to the camera, my husband looks at me like, what are you doing? I mean, he kind of looks at me like I'm annoying him. And that's my only audience sometimes.
He is actually most of the time your only audience. I mean,
yeah,
there
usually
you are
in a live
stuck in
your it is.
Junior one bedroom.
You know, I feel like you're maybe taking the wrong tone with this. This seems to me like a really positive Netflix special job interview, in my opinion. Like,
really,
the way I would look at this is I would be at Netflixing every single one of these and be like, guys, I'm right down the street. Let me
at
come on in.
At Huluing, you are right. On to something, Vinny Crackhorn. Solid advice. Man, the skits you did last week, where you faked that I was locking you in my apartment. And
yeah,
by the way,
you
did
bills,
make a leak
please.
In my ceiling.
No. Okay. For one thing, that's because whatever John and Debbie were doing in the guest bathroom, I don't know what
it
they
never
were
happened
doing.
While they were there.
Well, that's what always happens, isn't it? They break the shower, then they leave, and then what happens is the nice people, right?
It's weird because the only people who've been staying in that place since they left are you guys. So
yeah, we tried to fix some stuff, and then we got in trouble. John rushed in, said, "What are you doing?" Rushes in, gloved and masked. "What are you doing? What are you guys doing?" Nothing. We're just tidying up to go. And oh my God, I just want to say this. That place, I'm just saying, you need robes, you need aprons. The whole guest quarters needs a makeover. It's a bit of a disaster. I'm just saying, there's only so much repair work we can do in 2 days, Sarah. You need
maybe
to give us more time.
Maybe I should go ahead and give you some kind of consultancy fee, and
well,
you
something.
Could let me know how I could improve the free accommodations that I've provided
Look,
several times.
I'll have Etsy give you an invoice, and you guys tick off
All
what you
right.
want done, and then we'll do it. But we need time, and you need to keep John away. He really gets in the way. It's awkward. That's all I'm saying.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Right tools and stuff.
What's
good you
the
have
big
a staff.
Plans for Memorial Day?
Yeah. For Memorial Day, we're going to go to my dad's house and ask him for money. What are you guys going to do? What are you doing?
Oh, I don't get to see my dad, so...
All right.
Guess but that's out.
I've been Live Nation.
You know what? Can I ask a question? I haven't watched, and I'm a huge fan of yours, whether you believe that or not. I think you're a super talented dude, but I have not had time to watch any of your daily stand-ups. But you know what? I will tape my kid to a wall with duct tape to keep her safe, so that I can watch you ask your dad for money. Can you please?
Can we please have a live cast of that? Solid, Vin.
To be on my Instagram. That's the thing I need to see, is you hitting up your elderly father for, as a grown, I don't want to spill the beans, but what are you, 59?
Something. Yeah, I'm right. 47. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A 59-year-old man asking his dad for money with his husband in the background, who might have a better shot at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He does really
like
Edson.
There.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I know, it's great that my dad's, are you saying it's an advantage? My
so are you going to commit to this? Because I would love,
watch that?
Not only do I want to see Scott do this, I would love to see Hulk Baby taped to the wall. I mean, that actually
I want
is
to see
part
that,
of the appeal of this whole thing.
Yeah, if
she
won't
go
really
easy,
that,
I'll tell you that
no,
right now.
No, I mean, the struggle, I can't wait to see it. I mean, that actually, that's
tough,
solid TV.
Well, the thing is, I'm not going to really ask him for cash so much as I just want one of his credit cards and my stepmother's jewelry.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I can sell the jewelry online.
Reasonable.
Yeah. I'm going to set up an eBay thing with all their stuff. Because, you know, one by one, those things have to be sold eventually anyway, right? So I say we start now and minimalize the house. It's a new look. And all he needs is the Lazy Boy and a fork. Everything else can go, right? So I'm just going to suggest that we get rid of some of the stuff, and then I'll split the cash with them.
I have a quick question, if I could. I don't mean to be rude in any way, but so your stepmom has passed?
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you're taking her jewelry, right, what, right off of her?
Believe me, if I could dig her up and get the Z-ring,
I was just going to say, if grave robbing was an option, you know Scott Capurro would be out there with a backhoe.
Okay, all
but
right.
But that's what Corona has brought us to. It's not me. It's the Corona, you guys. It's not me. It's the Corona.
Okay.
Really?
I'm not
it?
Usually like this.
Well,
yeah,
listen,
I mean,
you, where are you getting your money from other than your weekly half-hour show?
Well, I know, and the bills we have to pay at your house. We get little tips and things from the audience, which is nice, you know. And then that's about it. You know, I can't ask Edson's family for money. They're in Brazil. They're poorer than we are. And, you know, we're getting by. I'm good at shoplifting. So Safeway's not really keeping an eye on the meats right now. And
and weren't you also going to places that are trying to feed the needy, and you were getting some like lavish meals? Is that still happening?
We've had some free meals from restaurants nearby in the Nopa area. Yeah, they're all giving free food. Except
Nopa.
Pete's,
what's Nopa?
Weird. The north of the Panhandle. If you're a San Franciscan, you know what I mean.
I live in Marin. Sorry.
If you're a local, yeah. So we've been, you know, they've been helping us. And that's one good thing about the masks, is they don't recognize you when you come back for a free meal a week later, which is good. Mm. So all this is working to our advantage in a way. We're just trying to make good of what's happening. That's all. You know, my father doesn't need that garden furniture. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need that expensive.
You're
going to
sell his furniture too?
Well, he doesn't go in the garden ever, does he? He just sits and watches TV. A TV, a Lazy Boy, a glass. That's all he needs for the whiskey.
And
he's fine.
An ashtray.
There's fewer things to fall over. I think he'll appreciate it, right?
Yeah. So, just empty that place out, Scott. He won't even notice.
Yeah, seriously.
Just take things, take a lamp, a picture.
All those drawers with my stepmother's clothing. What's that doing there? People need this stuff. I'm trying to help. That's all. Helping.
People
what are you guys
need
doing
your stepmother's clothes. We are nothing. We're hunkered down.
Jesus, you're really taking this way too seriously, Sarah. You guys.
Look, I got a kid in my house who's like, you know, he's so mad that he's, you know, not able to hang out with his friends. We're not allowed to have any fun either. So
I know.
It's the right thing to do. We just, you know.
We tried to see you last week. We just have a cup of tea, and Riley was like, no, no, no. I could hear him yelling at you from the house in the guest quarters. No, no.
You stop it. You couldn't hear him. And he's actually, he's kind of mad that he gets the bad rap on this, because really, we use him as an excuse. We just don't want to see you. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Scott.
Just have John drop off stuff next time and then leave, okay, when we're repairing things. We have to paint that room for you. Just let have him leave the
brushes. Yeah, that ceiling is going to need a little work. All right, Scott Capurro, everybody, catch him live on Instagram, at Scott Capurro, every night, 8 o'clock, 10 minutes of comedy, and a full half hour on Saturday nights. Thanks, Scott. Talk to you soon. All right, let's do the celebrity trash here. Oops, I got to drag it over. I'm going to start with Bottle Rock. Bottle Rock. Oh, that would have been happening this weekend. I'm particularly bummed. I think the Chili Peppers were tomorrow night. And we have a friend who has a house in Napa. And we're like, can we use your house? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, we're styling.
It would have been a good night.
Would have been great.
Would have been a really good night.
Was supposed to happen this weekend. It was postponed to October 2nd to the 4th. So their plan, they're hoping to still do this. I don't know what the lineup is going to look like. And, you know, if you've got tickets, maybe you're holding on to them. I'm not sure what that's all about. But in the meantime, they are doing a weekly virtual series of top performances, plus musical and culinary programming from Bottle Rock's of yesteryear. They've done these for a few years now. The series is going to debut. Is today the 22nd?
Today is the 21st.
Okay, then it's on Saturday at 3 p.m. They're starting with a performance by Imagine Dragons, Muse, The Head and the Heart, and Tash Sultana on YouTube Live. So you got to find the YouTube Live thing that they're doing, find Bottle Rock. And they're saying, oh, by the way, the Muse, they're saying, trust us, you don't want to miss that terrific Muse performance from 2018. I did miss that performance. I saw five songs of it, and then Hooman had to leave. Remember that, Bryn?
Was that the year, 2018? Yeah, of course I was there. I was watching. I was watching the whole thing. It was great.
It wasn't just last year, right? It was 2 years ago. I don't know when it was.
I guess so, yeah. I lose track of time. But, you know, the show for me was watching you watch Muse. Like, it was amazing, and he's amazing.
I was just spellbound.
I saw you contemplating on whether or not you wanted to take that hit from that vape pen.
Well, no, I took the hit before the Muse thing started. That was the year, Vinny, that I had the perfect buzz going. Just as Muse was about to take the stage, and then Village goes, I want to hit my vape pen. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like a great idea. What could be better than being more effed up right now?
And you want to be on Village's level because he's just super
right.
Chill.
He's clearly having a ball.
He's having a great time.
So I hit that, and then I start just the paranoia, anxiety, and panic sets in. And then I got Hooman in my ear. Hey, I want to leave. I want to go. I was watching the chain smokers, and they're not good. I'm like, well, come over to Muse. And then I'm like, he's our ride. We got to go. I'm so scared. Anyway, they have a bunch of performances planned. I know. It was just a CF. And honestly, if I had hit that vape pen, I would have seen that Don't Miss Muse performance. I was into it. So Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, pushed to October, and they're starting this live series this Saturday at 3 p.m. It's on YouTube, and you can easily find that.
I'm glad for the postponements in that I hope it's possible for the people who do want to go to get to go.
Right.
And I actually mentioned to you earlier about, I just asked you a question. I don't have any facts to back it up, but I was asking you whether you'd rather go see a movie in a theater or go to one of the big outdoor, I mentioned Outside Lands, but it could have easily been Bottle Rock, same basic deal, right?
Right.
And a bunch of people wrote in and they're like, I would go to outdoor show over an indoor, you know, small, same air room any day. And I was thinking the same thing.
I'd be very tempted to do Bottle Rock. Like, I really feel like I know my way around that one. And my snap thought was, well, a movie's only 2 hours and I'm not moving all around interacting with other people.
I do think, though, that one of the problems, which you've just mentioned, is as we party, all of our guards come down. That's part of the reason we party, because we want to be uninhibited. Right. We want that sort of get out of our head, let the walls down a little. That's the reason for doing it. And that's also the reason why you'll get coronavirus when you go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers in August.
Exactly.
Because there you'll be kissing that person square in the face that you haven't seen for 3 months.
Oh my God, it's you! I love you so much! Uh-huh. Oh, I can't believe I'm seeing you and Red Hot Chili Peppers at the same time. This is so great! Oh my God, should we dance? Should we take off our clothes and dance? Let's do it! Oh my God! Why do girls do that? I do it too.
Now, those of you out there, and I've never been able to do this, and you clearly had a bad experience with it recently, but those of you who can catch that nice, easy buzz, you know the one.
Yeah,
that feeling where you're like, I feel good. Life's good. If you can catch that and ride that, you'll be fine. It's the people
good luck with
who,
that.
For some reason, like myself, got to get absolutely annihilated.
Well,
what is
you
that?
Know, you've been drinking. Everything sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Oh, that
more?
Sounds like a great
sure.
idea. Oh, why would I want to stop? Oh, boy. I'm just going to give you one more thing really quickly. Kendall right. Jenner is going to have to cough up $90,000 in the Fyre Festival lawsuit.
Good.
You know, I didn't even realize this thing was still going. She's settled, though. She's agreed to pay $90,000 for promoting the fiasco without saying that it was an ad. She got paid $275,000 to get on there, and she actually referenced the Good Music family as headliners at the festival, which they say intentionally led certain members of the public and ticket purchasers to believe that Kanye West was going to be performing there. And then she never said that this was an ad. She was basically there to hype it up and say, I'm getting all this. Oh, my God, I wouldn't miss this. Why would you? So in the end, she's going to cough up $90,000. So
I think
more.
That all of those people should be in trouble. And part of the reason is they took no responsibility for misleading all of these people into believing they were going to get the experience of a lifetime. And they didn't ever follow up to see if this guy was ever going to pull off the show. You know, they just used their influence.
They just assumed he would, right?
That's, well,
but yeah, they used their base, which should make you on your guard whenever you see anything that somebody is promoting. You know, mm-hmm. it's just you're supposed to go hashtag ad, and you know, there's no police that are going to come get you most of the time. Are there ad police? I'm not even sure.
Not right, for so, them. There are no. for us.
Yes. Well, there certainly are for us in radio. That's for sure. It's got to clearly be an ad if it's an ad. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
S&M.
Oh.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.